The Parshas Baha. So what's in store for us this week? And the name of the shir maybe should be titled Installing Fear into People. Hope you won't get too frightened.
It's
good. No. Now, Parshas Baha, there's a pasuk towards the end of the Parsha that says, Es Shabbos Dai Tishmu U'Mikdashai Tiru Ani Hashem. You have to keep my Shabbos and you have to be frightened of my of the Beis HaMikdash. What does this mean, frightened of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara in your vomit says that means halachas. What halachas? Eis Amara Mikdash. What means frightened of Mikdash? Loik on this Adam Bahar HaBayis B'maklo. Don't bring your stick onto the HaBayis B'maklo, not with your shoes. B'fundosero Abik Shal Gavurala. Don't come with 30 feet. For the Yasa Kapanja, don't take shortcuts, and obviously don't spit chas v'shalom, megavachon on all these things. You have to treat the Harabais with awe and respect. Now there's a question which the Achronim asked. Yaakov Avinu had a dream. Where was his dream? On Harabais. And what did he do there? If you dream, that means you must be asleep. How on earth could he be sleeping on Harabais? It's awesome to sleep on the Harabais. The question they are. So maybe you want to answer, that's only for the time when the Beis HaMikdash is there. When there's Beis HaMikdash, then it's obviously the Beis HaMikdash. Then there's no problem. Well, that can't be, because if you look at Mar Loka 1 Bay, it says in the Yaakov Shemeni, Mashmira Shabbos Le'olam. Yes, it's obviously you have to keep Shabbos always. So, Avmer Mikdash Lo'olam, so also this halacha being fear of the Beis HaMikdash is forever. Fear of the Beis HaMikdash is forever. So you can't say that only when the Beis HaMikdash is there, then you don't have, you have to be frightened. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then you don't need to be frightened. No, it's like forever. So how could Yaakov Avinu sleep over there? How could Yaakov Avinu sleep in a place? It is always after to sleep on the Har HaBayis. It's always after. So you may want to suggest that when the Beis HaMikdash is built, then from then onwards, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and even after the Beis HaMikdash is no longer there, after the Korban, then even at that stage, maybe you want to suggest, now, from then onwards is after. But who said before the Beis HaMikdash was ever there, at the time of Yaakov Avinu, there was no reason the Beis HaMikdash was ever there. Who says it was also to sleep on the Harabais? If you want to say that, look at Mar Mokum 1 Gimel. It says over there that firstly Vayira. He got up. Yaakov Avinu woke up, and it says in Boshet Yisayin Vayira, he was frightened. The Amanor Mokum is there. Yaakov Avinu got up, woke up from his dream, and frightened. I said, what? How? Mamokam Azeh, Frightened and says. So the Medrash explains what was he frightened of. It might, Nisai, what was Yaakov Avinu frightened of? Vidnation no kalis rosh. Because he didn't respect the place where he was appropriately, because it's Har HaBayis. Loka Mikdash, this place where the Beis HaMikdash will be. Va'over, and he's been over on the Pasuk in our Pasha. Of Mikdash Tira, it says in our Pasha, you have to be frightened of the Beis HaMikdash, treat it with respect, and Yaakov Avinu was frightened because he woke up and he realized he had been over this Aveira. Manura Mokim HaZeh. So that, if so, then how could it be that he was over an Aveira? And who caused him to be over? Because Rokhu made him, treats his Aveira, to be in the place of Mokim HaMikdash. He's not going to fall asleep. And he has this wonderful Nevoah about history of Klal Yisrael, and that when an Aveira is happening, at the same time he's having this wonderful event, that when an Aveira happens, how can it be that he's done an Aveira and had this wonderful Gilu? So what's going on? Was there an Issa or the not? Was there halachas or was not halachas? So to answer whether there was halachas or not was halachas, the Mr. Rob says, I'll say poshes. Was there halachas or not? Lamaisa, he says like this, the Mr. Rob, in says over here, in one dalit, he says, in bold. Nema shmira b'shabas v'nema mo mikdash. And our week pastor put Shabbos together with the Beis HaMikdash being frightened. Why? Says the Gemara in your promise, Ma'asmira over b'Shabbos, lo m'Shabbos atam b'Shabbos. Just it says you have to keep Shabbos. It's not telling you basically to be scared of Shabbos. And the Mishnah is Shabbos, telling you to be scared of the person who told you to keep Shabbos. Who told you to keep Shabbos? I've got this problem. So Afmora Mikdash, when it says in the Torah, you have to be frightened of the Mikdash and the Harabayas, lo m'Mikdash atam b'Shabbos. You don't have to be frightened of the Mikdash and Harabayas. Elohimisha, his Alamitish. You have to be frightened of the one who told you about the base of Mitzvah Kodesh Vokal. Says the Bishkar of this halachas of treating the Harabais of Beit HaMikdash properly and being scared and not doing all these sleeping and walking and shoes and all business. The reason is not because of the base of Mitzvah. The reason is because of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is there. And therefore the Shekhinah is, you have to be frightened of the Shekhinah, but this is where the Shekhinah is. And therefore the halachas of treating the Shekhinah properly means you can't have shoes on, you can't sleep. So at the end of the day, Shekhinah is nothing to do with the Beit HaMikdash, it's to do with Shekhinah. So therefore even before the Beit HaMikdash, after the Beit HaMikdash, even the time of Yaakov Avinu, that place has Shekhinah. From the time of the creation it has Shekhinah. And therefore the halachas apply, because the halachas are based on Shekhinah, apply from the beginning of creation. And therefore, yes, Yaakov Avinu did something wrong, but how could that be? How can Hashem manipulate that Yaakov Avinu did something wrong at a time when we're having this wonderful Nevuah? So we're left with this question, but we're clarified. There is an Issah, and the Issah is based on Shekhinah, and the Issah is created already from the time of creation. But now we've got a question which needs to be answered. So, let's start our journey of trying to answer this question. So we're going to number two, we're going to start a bit of a halacha and use a move from there to try and find a solution to our question. Say for your age, a rishon says in number two, that in the bold, that, you know what, this halacha in last week's pasha, you have to be scared of the Beit HaMikdash. It's not just by the Beit HaMikdash. Siva Be'kodesh Otan HaMikdash. The Torah is telling us when you go into Beit HaMikdash, you have to be treated properly. That's over Beit HaKnesset. It's also telling me, the same Bostik, when you go into Shul or Beit HaMikdash, no Ben Mora Kivet, you're Mokhoyev Mitzaraisa from the same Bostik of the Parshas Baha to treat it properly. This is not just a halacha in Beit HaMikdash, it's a Mitzaraisa halacha. That you have to treat Beit HaKnesset and Beit HaMikdash as well properly. You see the Beit HaKnesset, Beit HaMikdash, Beit HaMikdash, because Beit HaKnesset and Beit HaMikdash are also called Mikdash. When the Torah says Mikdash Tiru, it means all three, the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaKnesset, Beit HaMikdash, Midaraisa, you have to treat it with all. Midaraisa Allah. The Ramban, which you haven't got over here, argues. He says, Beit HaKnesset and Beit HaMikdash are no Kedusha over there. Kedusha creates the halachas. There's no Kedusha in Beit HaKnesset and Beit HaMikdash. But you have to treat it properly for different reasons. Just as when you shake your lulav and you use your schach for your sukkah, you're doing a mitzvah with these items. And therefore you're not allowed to levanta the items when you're using a mitzvah. So shul, you're doing a mitzvah of davening, so therefore you're not allowed to levanta the shul because it's just like a lulav. But there's a big nafka minna. If the reason is because of kedusha, then even if it's no longer being used as a shul, it's going to have problems to not use it properly. This is a place of kedusha. It doesn't disappear just because no one's using it. But if the reason is because of the mitzvah, then it's only a problem to treat it not properly when you're doing the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is finished, you can put your schach next to the garbage, not in the garbage, because the mitzvah is finished. So therefore the shul, if it's finished, no one used, then you don't need to continue. A big nafkin in halacha. What do we paskin? Says number three in Shulchan Aruch. What we paskin? Says the Shulchan Aruch. He says, in Bishash Shabonim Beit HaKnesset, you know, we built Beit HaKnesset, you make a Tanai that you want to use it for all needs, you want to make parties there, big balagans in the Beit Shuls, you want to make big sukkahs, big events for children and grown-ups and cholent and all the business. Yeah, you do that in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, and they've said the halach of the Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMikdash on the same. You can't do it in the Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMikdash. But if it's just a cheser shel mitzvah, before you start using that, saying, this is, I'm making a condition. This is how I'm going to use it as my mitzvah. I'm not going to use it in this fashion. You can define how to use it if it's just a mitzvah halacha. So what does the Shulchanah say? Can you make a big balagam? If you make a tanoim, lo mahani tanoim. So it doesn't help them. And if it does, it only works in chutzor for the tanoim. And everyone's with that from here, that the Ra'al and the Shulchanah and the Rambam are passing like this Yerim, that Botei Knessens, Botei Meshens are based on Mikdash, they have Kedusha, you can't make any conditions, you can't have parties, you can't have cholent in your school. You can't have cholent in your school.
However,
everyone seems to have cholent and kugel and kiddushin in their shuls. Around Ramat Beit Shemesh, there's hundreds of shuls there. And most of them have this cholent in schools. What they're relying on is against the Shulchanah. Says the Chometz Chaim in Bir Halacha. He says, Yesh lismuch al Rambam. We argue on the Shulchanah. Halachically, we can rely on Shittas Rambam. There's no Kedusha in the Shul. It's just a Cheshes of Mitzvah, and you can make conditions for us to use the Shul however you want. So that's what we do. We build our tools, even in Eretz Yisrael, with conditions that we can use it like a shibul, that we can use it like a house and have parties and kiddushim and throne suites and all the business like that. And
That's how we yesh lismo kalalamba.
Okay. Now, I want to show you a big, big halachic kiddush from the Divrei Yahtzeh. What did he say? He said, what's this? The Kloisenberger Rebbe. The Kloisenberger Rebbe said, what's this machlokas dependent on? Whether the shul's got kedusha, it's got no kedusha, just a mitzvah, what's it dependent? Says the Kloisenberger Rebbe, chiddush, no, big chiddush. He says, look at number four. Ulai Mokam Loma, I want to suggest something. Ledata Rambam, the Reim, Shalkapon, and Ikat Tefillim in Atura. According to the Rambam, davening is a mitzvah deraisa. In Kovo Mokam Isfala Hashem, Beza Ofen Shiei Chalav Kedusha. So if, since you're set aside a place to do that mitzvah deraisa, then that mitzvah deraisa now brings Kedusha to the shul. And therefore, once it brings Kedusha, you can't make conditions. It's a base that's designated to do mitzvah deraisa davening. The mitzvah deraisa davening creates Kedusha. Avul Hanban, who says it's not got Kedusha, call Ikat Vilain Vong, because he holds the Shifoto, he holds davening is Drabonon. Davening is Drabonon, so even if you fix this base to davening, it's not a deraisa mitzvah, so it doesn't get Kedusha over here. Therefore, it's doing a mitzvah. That's enough Gemina.
Okay.
But then there's enough Gemina. In case, listen to this everyone, the eighth Sorah, when there's troubles in Klal Yisrael, where even the Ramban agrees that time of trouble to fill is the lighter, and you make a round call go round saying, we're in trouble, we need to daven, let's daven together in the shul, that's going to be our place to daven for the time of trouble. Then even going to Ramban, it's a mitzvah deraisa now to daven, and you fix the shul has been doing this mitzvah deraisa.
But I tefillah min haTorah, tefillah will be the deraisa. Shabbi habi kedusha, then even it will be kedusha going to the Ramban with the deraisa. Oh, according to that, a chiddush of the Kloisenberger Rebbe, don't tell anybody, but according to this,
if the whole heter to have kedushim and parties and late and shuls and throne suites and have a hell of a time here, it's because it's got no kedusha and it's just a mitzvah that I can make to know him. Who says it's got no mitzvah?
Yes, this book I learned on Ban, says the Rebbe. Because we rely on Ban.
But says the Kloisen Rebbe, the Kloisen Rebbe says the Ramban agrees the eighth Torah that mitzvah is the right and it will have kedusha.
What are we in now? Eighth Torah. Enoch, eighth Torah now. Greater than we are. This is eighth Torah. And we designated our times as tefillahs, which are now lekula alma mitzaraisa. Our tefillahs nowadays are tzaraisa lekula alma in the shul. There should be now kedusha in our shul. The kedusha in our shul in this period of time. Forget about the kedusha. Shouldn't be allowed. Kedusha mitzaraisa. The one that even allows it, and you're lying on says it's not applicable.
According to the question of Rebbe, the Rebbe's kiddush.
Okay?
I'm not saying Allah. Just pointing out to Moshe.
At least be more careful. At least be more aware. At least take it on to mishaper your behavior in the shul where the whole heter
point of the Rebbe.
Okay?
Just Allah.
Okay? That's the end of the fight.
The Ramban says it's not Kedusha, the place of basically, but it's a Chevsa Shal Mitzvah, and the Chevsa Shal Mitzvah you have to treat it properly, but you can make conditions on how you do it. So Mitzachila, I'm using this our condition that it should be, have Kedusha, with a condition I can drink my coffees, and Kedusha, condition I can schmooze with my friends, okay? Now, say that. Now, but that's if you've got no Kedusha. Of course, you've got to remember, everyone at least has got Kedusha now. Okay, so? That's just hard. So now we pointed out, according to the closure of the Gazetta, we've got now something very interesting that maybe not understand. This is what gets us back to where I want you to be. Up to now, he said, is it the base of Mikdosh that makes the Harbias Kodesh? No. Don't have to be frightened of the base of Mikdosh. Is it because this is a special place of land? It was made Kodesh? No. Not because of that. What we said, and conclude this, based on the Gemara and the Pesukim, is because the Shechina means that you have to behave properly. Okay? Now, the Kodesh of the Rebbe says, the reason why you have to behave properly, is because of Tefillah. How does it shim? How does it fit? Is it Shechina, or is it Tefillah? What is it that means these halachas? Is it Tefillah that's the Raisa that brings these halachas, or is it Shechina that brings these halachas? What is it? We've got a sort of conflict of understanding between the Piskarov and the Koizer of Rebbe of what brings these halachas upon us in the, is it Shechina or is it Tefillah? How does it? Okay, so we've got now two big questions. Yaakov Avinu and was it Shechina? Okay, now we're taking you on the next stage of the journey. There is a very interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is Gemara Mokka number 5. In that Gemara, it talks about how did our shuls become shuls? How did our shuls become special? Why are they special, our shuls? And it says over there, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mebrochaso shall osa rosha atalomed maha deliba. Bilam came along and he wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and Chazal said, if he would have got what he wanted and he would have given Klalas, he would have destroyed Klal Yisrael. But instead he was forced to say Brochus. And he was forced to say, I think, between 10 and 11 Brochus that he had to say. One of the Brochus is, Shlolehem, that he wanted to really give them a klola, that they shouldn't have any shuls. Shlolehem bote knesses and bote medreshes, they shouldn't have that. But he was forced to say, Matoba lecha, they were forced to say they're going to have beautiful shuls. And he had lots of other klolas he wanted to say that time to the brokers. He was going to say there's not going to be any shchina, there's not going to be any malchus, there's not going to be any produce, there's not going to be any good kings, there's not going to be able to control anybody, so he won't believe you, and you won't be able to fight against the goyim. And if you want to go in klolas, forget about Kaisha. But they all turned into brokers. But then the Gemara says an amazing statement from Rabbi Yochanan. He says like this in 5 base for the name of Abba. It says, Omar Rab Abba Bakana. Kulam chazru leklala. All the brachas he gave turned into the klala which he wanted to give. Chutz, except for one. Bote kinesis and bote medreshes. The only one which didn't go back to being a klala was the bracha of you got your shuls. You got your shuls, that can won't go to the klala. All the others go back to the klala. How do you know? Because the pasuk says, Hashem didn't allow, didn't listen to Bilam's plan. Hashem
changed the klala into bracha. Klala into bracha.
Ki av Hashem lekachal, Hashem loves you.
Klala loshen yochid. Lo klala is not loshen loving. Only one of them did Hashem say you can't get rid of. That klala will never apply. There's one that the klala will never apply, and that's the bote kenetes, and bote medes will always be a bracha, never a klala. But the others started as brachas, but they turned into the real klalas of bilam.
That's the Gemara. Now, why in fact did all the brachas who started as brachas, all of them started as brachas, why did they actually turn into klalas? And what was special about bote kenetes and bote medes
that they didn't turn into klalas? Why didn't that turn into klalas?
So Chazal said, the reason why the bracha that Bilam actually gave turned back into klalas is because they did the chet with Moab's daughters. The girls of Moab made them do sunus, made them do avodah zarah, and they fell for it. At that stage, all the brachas which Bilam gave turned into klalas, except the bote medreshes and bote kedesh. So why did the bote medreshes not?
If that's the reason, that bracha is finished. Forget it. He says, the nurse is the Avodah Zarah. Forget it. All those brachas are now klalas. Turned out Bilam got his way. He won.
So why didn't he win the Why didn't he win? So there's a Medrash Tanchuma that says in number 6, the Medrash Tanchuma says the following. He says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Le'olam haba ani merape es hashitim. Future, when the Gula comes, I will heal what happened with the Avera of the daughters of Moab, where all the klala, all the brachas in the klala, I will heal that. I will miracle it. I'll be a doctor, I'll heal it. Shnei of Yomahu. Because it says on that day, the final gula, what will happen? Yolchu Mayim, the Mayim, water and the spring will come out in Beit Hashem, from the Beit Hashem, which is the Beit HaMikdash, Yotavihishka is Nachal Shittim, and it will water and flourish Nachal Shittim. It will place where the Vera happens, it will turn the Vera from being klolas back into bronze. So the cure is not another when the Beit HaMikdash comes and water comes out and makes it go away. Okay? So, what's the shot? That's what will happen. So now, so after what's the shot, why the Beit HaKnesses remains, and why did that not turn into clogs? It stays locked all the time. What you have to understand is that Bilam sang to do clogs,
and Chazal say, if he was successful, never, Klai Yisrael finish. They have no existence.
So question.
He was successful. His clogs were clogs. That Klai Yisrael should not have an existence.
So how are we still here today?
And they're after because it would be cured, they said, with the Beit HaMikdash. But how do we get there to the Beit HaMikdash? There's a whole time in between of clones, which means we have no existence. How can we still be here today?
So, if you look at number Dafiki Mayim, number 6, Dafiki Mayim says the following amazing point.
Hisliach Bilam. Bilam was Matsliach. Lahati Klonis Rishal to put the Klonis in place.
Ella, but Bote Knesset, a Bote Madrasis, but the Shuls, Nishab Rok, that stayed with the Brokkah. Loha Yochalif Golan, he wasn't able to touch them. Why? Because Derech Bote Knesset, Bote Madrasis, Nishar, Hikatinsa, Lizyachet El Kolhaf.
Through the Shuls, and through the Bote Medrashes, we have the ability to get all our brachas, and therefore Hashem had to leave that bracha around in order for Klai Yisrael to have an existence. We have to have these brachas, because we have only brachas, we have no existence. The only way we can have brachas nowadays, Hashem says, are leaving the bracha of Bote Knesset of Bote Medrashes, because through the Bote Knesset you can have all your brachas and stay alive. If you didn't, you wouldn't stay alive. And therefore, Hashem, even though in theory Hashem should say everything should be klala, Hashem has to keep the poter mitzvah not just as a bracha, just to keep Klai Yisrael surviving, because there, the all klalas don't exist, Klai Yisrael don't exist, so therefore you have to have poter mitzvah, and through the poter mitzvah you get all of the brachas.
Okay. Now, what are we supposed to do in our shuls to be zocher to get all these brachas?
Okay, it's not magic, it's not this, okay. I can put my foot into the shul 3 times a day, and I got all my brachas, and I got existence. What do we need to do on our part to be able to tap in to the source of all brachas and not have the klolas in our life? What do we need to do in our shuls to get this release?
So even although we don't like talking about hidden Torah in public and in shidduch, and especially because we don't understand it, but let's quote something and take a little bit out of it that may help us on this journey of what we need to do. So we look at number 7. Look at number 7. It says in Megaleh Amukos says the thing. Kefitiv v'arita. According to the Arita, Shevet Shimon, after the Maisa of Moab and the veil of the sources of Moab, there was a big plague in Shimon's Shevet. And they killed, out of that plague, 24,000 members of Shimon. Why 24? Because Shimon, he killed 24,000 out of Shechem. Shechem!
Side of Yaakov Avinu, Dina, came along, Levi and Shimon, but Shimon was the main person. He came and they wiped out Shechem. How many members? 24,000. 24 members of Shechem, and they were megalgal later on in history, the 24,000 members of Shimon Shevet, and they're the ones who died in the plague after the naughty business with the Moab daughters and Avodah Zarah. Now listen to this next.
Says the Ariza.
And then they had a Gilgal further, where they came into being the Gilgal into the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who were nifted during the time of the Tiras Ta'am.
Okay? So now, what's Peshat of Gilgal? The basic Peshat of Gilgal is, you didn't do a good job first time. Let's give you a chance, second time, to rectify what you did wrong.
So the 24,000 Talmid of Rabbi Akiva were going to come and rectify the Aveira of Noah's daughters with Klolas the Klai Yisrael. Through the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, they were supposed to stop the Klolas which they brought on in their previous life. They acted, brought the Klolas of Bilamim. Now they're Talmid of Rokiva, they're supposed to bring Brocha to Klai Yisrael. How do you bring Brocha? Only by building the Beis HaMikdash. They were supposed to bring to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, where the water, which is the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, will come out and rectify the whole Klolas of the world, make Brocha from the Beis HaMikdash. That was their mission.
Now let's explain in detail from not so lofty sources their tafkid and chayim. What was the tafkid of Rabbi Akiva's Talmid? If you look at number 8, the Rambam says the following statement: Rabbi Akiva chacham gadol mechachmei mishnah.
He was the greatest chacham of all the Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva.
V'hoinot the kelev shel ben kuspi al hamelech,
and he was the one pushing that bar kochba should be the melech of Mashiach. He said he's Melech HaMashiach. Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Valchokhba Ben Kuzba was Melech HaMashiach.
Didn't call Chokhma Zarashu Melech HaMashiach.
Asher Lev Ba'avon said, everyone thought he would be Melech HaMashiach. Until he died, Ba'avon is called off a Veirus.
Kiva Shenerim. But once he died, no Zalehem Sheino, that he didn't Zohar to be.
Now hear what the Dola Amashka says on this Rambam. Dola Maske, the Maskiach of Afikim, says, the old Maskiach of Afikim, he says on this Rambam,
Im hoi beis medish or Rekiva Maskayim,
if the beis medish or Rekiva would be successful, the 24,000 Tabidim Rekiva would be successful,
then Bar Kokhba would be also successful. For that, the Mashiach, he'll become Nashia. Shaderach HaGula, who matures of our pair. The way to get the Gula is from the Torah of our pair, and the greatest Torah of our pair they could ever imagine, the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva. The Torah of our pair, Megala, why does it bring Gula? Because Torah of our pair brings Gula. Why does it bring Gula? It reveals, Shabriya Kula Shayach. It proves undoubtedly that every part and particle of this world, in every essence, is Shach Hashem, and it has no existence only from Hashem. Both Tov, both Ra, every single molecule in the world is from Hashem. That's what Torah Shabbat Peh does. In-depth analysis of ourselves in revealing everything, reveals everything, takes away all the covers, and you see every single molecule in this universe is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in everything.
Okay. So Beshlav Zeh Iru Chorban Osef, and they weren't successful. Another Chorban happens. Talmud Rekiva, no, Kovitz Zeh Lezeh.
The Talmid and Rav Akiva weren't no covered to each other. Chorban Zeh, this destruction.
Shokul of Chorban Beit HaMikdash is equal to the Chorban of Hashem. It's equal. Why? Because they were going to bring the Beit HaMikdash, and their ultimate failure in their mission stopped the Beit HaMikdash coming. So therefore, that's a Chorban Beit HaMikdash equal to the real Chorban. And that's why we have Sphere. Svira is available on Chorban Beis HaMikdash.
So, the mission of the Talmid and Rav Akiva was to reveal through the Torah that everything without exception has the power of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything has Hashem in it. So when it says the mine will go out, the water will go out of the Beis HaMikdash and will bring all the brachas, it means the Torah, Shabbat Peh, or Rav Akiva's Talmid will come out and change the klolas of Molev into brachas.
And we'll come back to the stage that will have 100% quality and quantity of brachas. The Chorban happened because there weren't no Kodesh Zeh Mezeh, they failed. Now, how do we understand this failure? Not no Kodesh is a serious failure, but why should it bring Chorban based on Mikdash? And how does their actual personal mission actually overcome the veil of Moab? What's the connection? So, the Hasiki mind explains, what was Noah? What were the daughters of Noah? What did they do?
Amazing Zorah.
What's Avodah Zorah Balpaha? Is taking the most disgusting thing in creation and making it most mechubad thing. You mechabit the most disgusting thing in the world and you make that covered.
You spit.
Yeah. And you perform disgusting acts, and you say, good one, that's God, but that's ideal, that's what we want. And what's Moab's whole name? Moab's whole name is, hey, we did the Nusra, our father, we're proud of it. Moab, we're from our father. Teferet, Ugzula, for disgusting deeds.
Wow. No question.
Where is that? Gordon says, Moab is Gematria of Memtet, 49. 49 levels of Tumah, that's what Moab is. He took the 49 levels of Tumah and made it that covered. That's what you're supposed to do.
So what was the Avodah of the 24,000 Talmidim and Kiva? Says the Fikimayim in bold, Avodah Chaptalef Elef Talmidim and Kiva, the Avodah of the 24,000 Talmidim and Kiva, Shabala Fukim and Tumah Zeh, they're coming to take away this misconception of what covered is. And covered is Tumah. They're going to, obviously, have to do it. They have to say, that's a false covered. We have to tell you what's real covered in life. We're teaching the world what real covered is. Covered is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's real covered. Not this false covered. Imagery for us. Terrible covered. Their job was to bring covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and reveal and show everybody everything is from Hashem. Everything is from Hashem. You reveal the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu
that nullifies the misconception of what Kovod was up to now. Kovod of Shtuyot, Kovod of Bizyonot, Kovod of Sustenance things. No, that's not what Kovod is for. Kovod is for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere. There's nothing else besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was their mission, and that's if they would be successful. They would nullify the Kolon of Bilom and Moab and make it into Baruch.
But when they didn't show Kovod to each other, they fell down. Why did they fall down?
They were doing a good job. They were showing everything. You know, this table comes from Hashem. This slide over here comes from Hashem. This building comes from Hashem. This trees come from Hashem. Everything they were showing everybody. Everything from Hashem. They were doing, teaching the world, like our Ravino teacher was. That everything else to your, they were doing a good job. So, okay, so they weren't showing comfort to each other so well. Why did that ruin their mission?
The answer is that when you don't show comfort to your fellow Talmud, then we have a problem. What's the problem? Says the Rabbeinu Yerucham, why do you have to mechabit people?
Where's this mitzvah of comfort to people? Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, he says, Ika kol asher kula lechabit da mitzvah shemeg osa mokam. In comfort Hashem. Ika, whole thing of Torah is mechabit, to give comfort. Mitzvah shemeg osa mokam, you have to, it's mechabit Hashem. V'kol mitzvah shemeg osa lechabero. Nivus are you so selen in the king. When you do ben odon al-chavera, you mechabit Hashem as well. Mechabit the selim and the kin. You see Hashem inside. I mechabit you, I see Hashem inside. I mechabit you because I see Hashem inside you.
So therefore, says the Afikimayim,
Tichtorim Kovod says that when the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva could not give Kovod to each other, that shows they could not see the selim and the kin in each other. If the whole mission of life to be successful is to have, show everybody, every particle of this creation has Hashem inside. And they were successful. But when it came to the Talmud over here, then there's no Hashem over here. There's no Hashem over here, no Hashem over here. Here means 24,000, there's no Hashem inside. I don't have to make up with him. It means they weren't able to do their mission properly. Their mission is to show every particle of creation has Hashem. But you did, you missed out him. You didn't show he is Hashem. Look how you treat him. You didn't say there's a seller that came over there. You failed. You died. You've been korban. Kalala continues.
So why did they fail? They're great people. We can see from this, they must have been great people. They're the ones who bring great this.
How did they fall flat on their face on such a simple thing of God and Selah and Kim? What stopped them being successful?
We'll go back to Nistoris for Torah Nistoris. What is good enough over here?
Maram Nepalo says, Chaptal of Elef, Shehemis Meshevet Shimon. Hey, Chaptal of Elef, tell me the word. Okay. Cause. So a chelkos of kovod is there was chus of zokan oven shifu. The reason why the 24,000 talmidim Rabbi Kiva
did not give kovod to each other is because they knew and saw the guilt. They knew and remembered what their friend did in Moab. Each one saw their friend and he saw inside him what he did in Moab, and that was in this joke. Can you still give kovod even though you know the ra over there? Can you still see kovod? And they failed. They couldn't give comfort when they had the Ra right in front of their face. It's the show in which they failed. They saw the Gilgal of what happened to Moab. How can Mechabit this guy? What he did to Moab? And they failed. It was big Nisun, and they failed. So now, let us see now amazing thoughts from the Mashiach Sifsei Chaim. In the same Sifsei Chaim, we'll now answer, based on what we said and learned today, we'll answer all our questions. Sifsei Chaim. Who's the Sifsei Chaim everyone knows? Mr. Bloch. Who's the Sifsei Chaim?
Freelander.
A Freelander, the Ponovich of Mashiach.
So the Sifsei Chaim says like the amazing thing over here. Answers all our questions based on all what he says like this.
Harambam kotev mitzvah asei liyurem in the mitzvah. Harambam says you've got a mitzvah to break right in the beta mitzvah. Shenera, mitzvah tirum. V'lom in mitzvah atal yurem. L'misha siva yurem. Obviously not for the beta mitzvah. Obviously from the shchina.
Then Lifkos, the Kabul et Hashpah Kudushas the Mokam. But in order to be able to get the Hashpah, the Shefa from our Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is in this possibility in this place, is Sorach HaKhomah. You need to prepare yourself properly. And what that year, you have to be frightened, because that frightening will get you the Hashpah.
Gam Yaakov Avinu, Ra'ak Acha Shehivin et Godol Kudushas the Mokam.
Yaakov Avinu woke up from his dream, realized the Kedusha. Oh, he was frightened, then he was frightened. And then he got the shefa after being frightened.
Kedusha Samokam,
because the Kedusha down. If you recognize me, that I'm here, then I'll come. I'm not here, but I can be here. How can I be here? If you recognize that I can be here, then I'll come and I will be here. Not that Yira in Alachas of Yira is to do with you're already here. Yira brings the Shechina.
Kibin Shurach HaZeiri, Amokam Oz Yizka, Lekapa Seshef HaKadusha.
Zeha Mitzah Shomer Mitzah. Mitzah Mer Mitzah is not, he's here, I can be frightened. The Mitzah Mer Mitzah better be frightened, and then you'll get the connection of the Shechina, and you'll have all the brochas. The Shechina will come down. Yira is not in result, it's a way of bringing the Shechina.
The Melo now answers our questions. Yaakov Avinu, how could he sleep? Yeah, he can't sleep in the Mokon of Mikdash. There's no business Mikdash, but it's a Shekhinah. He can't sleep once there's Shekhinah. There's no Shekhinah. Shekhinah only comes once you know that this is a Shekhinah place and you're scared. The scary things are Shekhinah.
So he just woke up. Now he's scared. Now the Shekhinah comes down. Now it's Osset. And Taki didn't sleep. Before he slept, no Shekhinah, no Mokon of Mikdash, no problem. Violates up, he realizes this is a special place, he has fear, brings down the Shechina, now it's a problem, no, he's not doing anything wrong.
And also asks our Botikinesis, what they got to do, Shechina, Tefillah, what's it got to do?
Yes, our Botikinesis wants to have Shechina, but you have to bring it down. How do you bring it down? Through your Tefillahs, we realize you have no strong fear, but behavior problem. If you don't suffer there properly, then there's no Shechina in the Botikinesis and the Botikinesis. But if you do, they will. Tefillah, Shechina, Tefillah is the way of bringing the Shechina down.
Answered all our questions.
So summary of what we learned today.
I want to summarize what we learned today.
We are in the middle of the Surah where every day is a really, every day of the Surah is a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Every day of the Surah is a Tisha B'Av. In this period of time, we lost the opportunity with the death of every single Talmud of the Rebbe Akiva to have the final Gula and the Bi'at HaMashiach. We need to internalize in ourselves the message on which the Talmud of the Rebbe Akiva were held accountable for. That there's nothing in this world in existence that does not have the glory of Hashem inside it. We just have to search to find out what it is. This realization will bring a person to the state of perfection of his visit. And he feels no challenge in any situation. Events that would make other people cry would make him laugh. This was the middah of Rebbe Akiva. He laughed at everything else that people cried on. This was not only impact himself, but to also bring glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the revelation of his power in this world. A Beltei Knesset is the place that Hashem has kept the bracha of Bilam in existence in order to keep Klal Yisrael in existence. We need to try to use this bracha well. Not just use it for face to daven, but also to feel that this is a place I can connect to the Shechina. This is demonstrated when we treat the voice of Medrash with awe and respect in our actions and speech. Through these actions, we are proclaiming that we see the Shechina in this place. If we are able to achieve this, we will be so open to connecting to the source of all brachas. And we'll not only bring brachas into our lives, but also to all us around us. May we be so open to see the Shechina in the Beit HaMedrash and the Botei Knesset, and bring that Shechina into our lives, that we should see the speedy building of the Beit HaMedrash. B'mheiro v'yameinu, amen. Have a good Shabbat.